Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And joining us on the line right now, Stuart Varney, host of Varney & Company on the Fox Business Network. Good morning to you, Stuart.
Brian, I am well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, I was actually watching Varney & Company yesterday because I was getting home and I said, hey, look. Look what's happening with the stock market. The Dow just broke the 21,000 barrier, and you were practically dancing a jig there on the set of the Fox Business Network. So how much of this can legitimately be placed at the heels of one Donald Trump? Because this rally does seem to coincide with him becoming the president of the United States.
Absolutely it does, Brian. He was elected president November the 8th. And since that election day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up 2,800 points. 2,783 points.
Wow.
And we've gained $3.2 trillion in market wealth. That's since the election. Yesterday, when we crossed above 21,000, that was in the result of President Trump's speech, very well received the night before, and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on our air on the Fox Business Network saying, we're going to have a tax cut deal signed by August.
Yep. So you were not only was the president driving the market, Stuart Varney was driving the market yesterday in this interview they had with Mnuchin. So there you have it. I mean, do you take him at his word? Because a lot of people have said, in fact, I think the president has said, that I don't know how we're going to be able to talk about tax cuts until we figure out, how this health care revision is going to take place.
Well, look, Brian, you're in Washington, D.C. You know how complicated the legislative schedule is when you're trying to repeal and replace Obamacare and then put in tax reform and then put in an infrastructure program. You know, that's a huge schedule. And, of course, there are doubts that you can get it all done. And the Treasury Secretary himself admits that having this tax cut deal signed by August is an ambitious schedule. But he said it. He said it publicly. He was emphatic about it. It will be signed. And the market took it at his word because that's what the market wants. The market wants that tax cut. It wants the big stimulus so we get growth in the future and better profits. That's the whole premise of the stock market rally. Growth is coming because of the Trump tax cuts, because of Trump's policy.
So, Stuart, let me ask you, what goes up must come down. So it is going to come down, whether it's because Trump doesn't get the tax cuts or for whatever reason. A lot of people, you know, staying in the stock market to make that money, but they're going to start cashing in somewhere along the line. My question to you is, how hard and how fast does it fall?
Well, that's obviously unknown. I'll say this. If we get the tax cut in place and signed by August, if that ambitious schedule is met, I think the stock market could go up some more. If we do not get a tax cut this year, I think the market comes down and comes down significantly. But the news this morning, Mary, is that you may have expected a sell-off first thing today because it was such a huge rally yesterday. Not happening. Mm-hmm. No retreat at the opening of trading today. In fact, we may see a small fractional gain on top of the huge gain we saw yesterday.
Well, it's a good thing Obama saved the economy so we could have this rally.
Mary who?
So let me ask you.
We can argue about that all day. I'm calling it the Trump rally, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Let's talk about where we are about reality, though. I mean, are these numbers sustainable given what's going on? I mean, are profits strong enough to support all this, or is this a little bit betting on the future that may or may not come?
Oh, no question about it. It is betting on the future. But there is hard evidence that we have started to expand the economy already.
Right.
Optimism is at a 15-year high.
It really is,
consumer
yeah.
confidence, I should yeah. say. And profits are up. Now, the betting is that they're going to go up some more. And if we get growth in the economy, they will go up some more. And if we get the tax cut by August, we will get growth and we will get profits. So you're right. We're betting on the future, but betting that we are going to get that tax cut. That's what this is all about.
Man, I'm hoping.
I hope it happens.
Yeah, me too.
Don't we all?
Can you? How do you think he's doing so far? I mean, everybody looked at that speech the other night and said it was just a tremendous speech. But let's be honest. There have been some ups and downs. There have been some rough days in the first 40 days of his administration.
I agree with my colleague Chris Wallace, who right after the speech said tonight he became the president of the United States. And I think that's exactly what happened. He'd had his rough patch first couple of months in the Oval Office. He'd made some mistakes, no question about it. But he came across as presidential and calm and rational and outreach and optimistic and sunny side up. That's what people wanted. That's what they want from the president. Mm-hmm. I thought he hit a home run.
I wanted to ask you one more topic here about the stock market. Snapchat is going public. My nieces live on Snapchat. And I think that if you look to what the younger generation, they're too young to buy stocks, you look at what they are interested in and what they're consuming and you invest in it.
Well, that's a very interesting proposition, Mary. And in the past, you would have been right.
But
the question is, can Snapchat retain its hold on the youth market?
Okay.
Can it retain its hold on millennials? Is it going to be another Facebook going straight up, or is it going to be a Twitter going straight down?
Okay.
The jury's out. But remember, Snap lost $10 million a week last year, and today it will raise $24 billion. Oh. If you think that that's an accurate and okay valuation, buy the stock. If you don't buy it.
Interesting. That's an interesting. You're right, because you know what? Us oldsters use Facebook. We don't use Snapchat.
Yep.
Yeah, remember MySpace?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have some vague memories of
my
that.
My mother still has an account on it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.